Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor. Started out as a kid and he was terrific then. You saw him on Roseanne. Later saw him on Seinfeld and so many other things. You see him on The Conners, and it's a terrific show, and he's a big reason why, and he plays DJ Conner, and it's a role he's made his own from start to finish, and you watched him grow. He's an actor, writer, producer, ad director there, and I know he's done a little bit in the past, but this is exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing the Halloween-themed Conners coming up this Wednesday, and it's directed by Michael Fishman, actor, also plays DJ Conner, as I mentioned. Michael, how are you?
I'm great. It's an exciting week, and I think people are going to really like this Halloween episode.
Yeah. Now, how do you think it came out as opposed to how you were thinking it would come out? Was it much different in your mind before it started, now that you're behind the lens?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I submitted my cut, and I'm still waiting to see the very final cut that the world will see. They still had to cut about 20 seconds out of it. We got it. We have a show for me that has the tone and harkens back to like Boo and our early Halloween.
Yeah.
But within the framework of a very modern way. So I tried to take the history of our show and then modernize it and really give fans something that they can resonate with. And it's important to me, you know, we're on the 28th. So it's a few days before Halloween. So being on that day allows people to see maybe a way that they could celebrate Halloween if they have limitations.
Yeah, I think it's terrific. And, it's something you just said there, that you want to be true to the origins of the show. And I think you guys as a crew have done really well in doing that. I think a lot of people believe in the spirit of the show. And look, the fact that you're getting behind the camera, in some ways, there's a lot more responsibility than I don't want to say just acting as of just acting. Obviously, you're a major role in this. But do you feel that sense that there's this extra sense of responsibility as director? Hey, let me not go too much off on my own. Let me kind of be a team player here. Is there a little bit of that in there?
Yeah, for me, you know, I have always loved this show and what we get to do, and I've always worked on the technical side of things, so I've been building towards this. I have a lot of projects that I write, and there's a lot of stuff I want to direct and produce coming forward. In this sense, is my job was to really to take all that talent that we have, not just in front of the camera, but behind the camera. You know, our makeup artist, Winnie Hogan, who set the tone for 30 years of what Halloween is on TV, people like that, to really take that, harness that, and give you a modern version of it, to kind of try and raise the game a little. And you know, there's smoke and lighting, and we really went all out on a technical side. And it's a lot to dive through, but I was up for the opportunity, and this is usually one of our most technically demanding episodes because of all the costumes and makeup and pranks and special effects and things we don't normally do. So it was a great vote of confidence, and it was a great opportunity. And I, you know, they got the right person because I'm crazy about Halloween and I love what we do, and I love the people I work with.
Well, listen, congratulations. It's certainly exciting. You've worked with a lot of different directors over the years and a lot of talented guys, you know, that have guys and gals, I should say, that have done wonderful work. Do you see yourself borrowing or being influenced by any of those folks over the years?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, what I've done is I've tried to pick those people's brains for years and be mentored by them. You know, I was lucky. I've been around some of the most amazing directors. You know, I worked with Steven Spielberg when I was young and really picked his brain. And then, you know, on the show, I worked with Andrew Wayman and John Pasquin. And people that I really talk to now are people like Gail Mancuso, who's known for Modern Family and Friends, who really is a mentor of mine, and Jody Margolin Hahn has been a mentor for me, who I watch these people transition from the technical side to becoming directors, and now they're leaders in our business. And, you know, Victor Gonzalez, I've tried to steal bits and pieces of everybody I've ever worked with in all the departments, I'm a big fan of you can find something good in every single person, and you should try to take those and use those tools to empower who you become. And what I hope is all of my crew and the directors that have worked with me before take a look at the episode, but also hear how I behaved and led on set, and that I made them proud.
You know, I've got to believe that the people that work on the set are thrilled to have someone like you as the director, because I mean that's the dream of anybody working on a show, is that you're going to, your feelings and your talents are going to be utilized, and your feelings are going to be taken into consideration in doing this. The fact that you're doing a Halloween episode, and the fact that you have kids, yet if I understand correctly, you have young kids yet, it has to be exciting too, because everybody watches for years after, even the Roseanne holiday Halloween episodes always talked about, and people watch them, anything, the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, they become staples in our society. And I imagine it would have to be exciting for you, knowing that your kids are going to grow up watching an episode that you directed, and it's something that they're going to enjoy. I mean, Halloween, let's face it, is always a big draw.
Yeah, Halloween is so huge. It's iconic on our show, and there's a legacy there. One you have to live up to, but one you have to progress forward. In my case, my kids are older. You know, I have two biological kids and two adopted kids, and they're all grown up. So I got the unique opportunity in my way, and I spend so much time. Like, Jaden Ray and Ames, who are on the show, and Jaden's little brother, Jonah, those are the young kids that I'm trying to guide, and that I'm proud that they'll get to see this. For my kids, kind of being older, what it is they get to see the progression of chasing a dream and staying dedicated to what you do and building every day. So I think that's the biggest part for me, is it's an extra special element, because, like, my youngest is 18, and she's watched me fight for these opportunities, and she knows how much I write and how much I've been building. And ironically, over quarantine, my 18-year-old and I, in our little place, decided to take three rooms and film our own movie that we're editing now to kind of release and do this short, and we'll see what the world thinks of that. But it's about exploring your creativity and chasing your dreams and being unapologetic from the standpoint of not waiting for everybody else to validate you, but being ready when the opportunity comes.
Well, listen, let's give a plug to the film that you were just talking about there. And if you can, give us a website, a social media site to follow you. But tell us the name of the film that you and your daughter just shot.
Well, it's called Tension right now, and I think that's going to be the title, but we're finalizing everything. You know, for me, you can always find me at Real M. Fishman, R-E-E-L, M. Fishman, across all the social medias. And then I'm doing this podcast show where I interview talented people from behind the scenes. If people want to know more about the entertainment industry as a whole, you can check out Fish's Call Sheet, which is F-I-S-H-apostrophe-S call sheet, like what we use every day. And that's on YouTube. You can check out those interviews, and you can get an idea of what it is like behind the scenes. And then I have a bunch of projects. Honestly, Frank, I you know, I'm pitching shows every single day right now to networks, because I want authentic television. You know, I want to dive into military families and interracial families and blended families like mine, where I have, you know, my adopted kids and we're multiracial and we have such different backgrounds, and how people come together and really love each other and make a family. And those are the stories I want to tell.
Listen, I always love listening to interviews with you and you, and when you talk about your wife and family, it's just terrific, amazing. Great job with everything. Congratulations on Wednesday. I can't wait to see it, and I think so many people are going to be excited to see the Halloween episode of The Conners. Michael Fishman, once again, thank you very much for being here, and we'll see you real soon.
Thank you very much, Frank. I love talking to you. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Michael Fishman, everyone. You know him as DJ Conner, and he's on The Conners, and that's the show that was originally Roseanne, and it was going to be the reboot. And then, and of course, Roseanne had her controversy, and the show continued on as The Conners. You could hear it and see it on Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time, for those listening on the East Coast. And the Halloween-themed episode this year, the 2020 episode, is going to be directed by Michael Fishman, and you can tell how excited he is about it. He's a passionate guy. I've had him on the show before, and you know, I love the way he talks about, you know, families and you know, his kids and the business. I mean, he's got so much enthusiasm, and you got to figure, after being in the business this long, you know, some people get burnt out. People, you know, especially child stars. I mean, they get burnt out on it. He just hasn't, and he's always very positive. Whenever I've spoken to him, and whenever I've heard anybody else speak to him, and just honestly, yeah, terrific guy. Got to cheer him on, and I'm sure he's done a wonderful job. Just the fact that he's taking everybody's thoughts into consideration, everyone's feelings into consideration, it's a big part of it. They're gonna love him. But anyway, you know him as DJ Connor. As a kid and as an adult, and his show, of course, is The Connors Wednesday, and he'll be the director of the Halloween episode. So check that out, either live or check it out on demand if you miss it. But Michael Fishman has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.